Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechta Sukkah Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis Hadas HaGazel VeHayavish. In the previous Mishnah we discussed the halachis of the lulav. Now we're discussing the halachis of the hadasim. If you have an hadas that was stolen, it's possible because of mitzvah baba veira. Again, on the first day it would also not be good because of lachem. Or if most of the leaves are dry, it's possible because it's not hadar. It would have to be that one of the leaves at the top of the hadas also dried up. But if the three leaves all the way at the top remain moist, then it's kosher. Because if it's nice on top, then the whole hadas is called hadar. Now, what's called dried up? You have to have two things. One is that it would fall apart when you touch it with your fingernails. And also, all of the green is gone. It, like, turns white. So in these two cases, if it's stolen or yavish, it's pasul. Shel asheri v'shalir hanidachas, pasul, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. Asher is an Avodah Zarah tree. Ir Hanidachas is a city where everything has to be burnt because of the Avodah of Avodah Zarah. Nikdam Raishai, if the top is broken off. Most hold this means the top of the stem, not the leaves. Nifritzu Alav, or its leaves, were disconnected. They fell off. And that would mean the leaves of most of the shear, of the length of the Hadas. That would be possible because it's not Hadar. Also, if two leaves coming out of each stem throughout most of the shear of the hadas fell off, it would be possible. Now here we have a psul, but we don't have by lulav. Oishu anavav merubis me'alav, or its berries outnumbered its leaves. These berries, they grow on the hadasim, on the wood of the hadasim. They're similar to anav, they look a little bit like grapes. Now, if you have more of these berries than you have leaves, it's possible. The Gemara says, astavka, if the berries are black or red. Because if the hadas is green and it's spotted with black or red, it's not hadar. It's not a good mixture of colors. But if the berries themselves are green, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, does this mean that if someone brings me hadasim and there are more berries than leaves, I can't use it? No, there's an eitzah. Simply take off the berries. If he decreased them, he took off enough berries so that there are more leaves than berries. So it's kosher. The only thing is, you can't take off the berries on Yom Tov. You can't decide on Yom Tov, I better take off enough berries over here so that there should be ripe leaves. Too late. Should have done it before Yom Tov. Doing it on Yom Tov is too similar to the malach of being with Sakin a Keli. However, if somebody was over and he did take them off on Yom Tov, l'maisa the hadas is kosher, and it's mutter to make a bracha on it. So in our Mishnah, we learned 7 pisulim, 7 things that can make a hadas possible. You remember what they are? One is if it's stolen, and it will be possible because of mitzvah bava veira on the first day because it's not lechem. 2, yavish. If it's dried, it's possible. That would be because of hadar. 3, if it grew on an asherah tree, it would be possible because of kitusei mechtes shiura, being that you're mechuyev to burn the asherah tree. So it's as if it's already burnt and there's no shear. Same is for a lulav that grows in an ir hanidachas. That's psul 4. Psul 5, niktam raishai. The head was chopped off. Most say that means the head of the stem, not the leaves. That also would be a psul als hadar. 6 is nifritzu alav. Also the psul would be als hadar. And zayin is if you have more berries than you have leaves. And here too the psul would be because of hadar.